There's a miracle in the offing here in Wisconsin, as this weekend the Madison Symphony will be performing, literally performing a miracle. It's the Symphony No. 96 by Haydn, one of his 12 last symphonies, one of his London symphonies. And also on the program, pushover at all, Ein Heldenleben, the great symphonic poem by Richard Strauss, and in the middle, one of the most enduring and beloved of violin concertos, the one in E minor by Felix Mendelssohn, as played by Blake Pouliot. And Blake and the conductor for this weekend's performances, Kenneth Woods, are here in the midday studio again. And welcome back to Kenneth Woods.
It's great to be back, Norman. Thank you.
And welcome, Blake Pouliot.
Thank you for having me.
Pleasure to have you coming from Toronto to perform this weekend. So you're relatively young, Blake.
Thank you.
20-something. And so you have taken on one of the great violin concertos, but it's almost hard to kind of be a solo violinist without doing this one, isn't it?
Absolutely. This is one of our kind of staple pieces in the violin repertoire. It's something that a lot of, you know, young violinists and ambitious people at a really young age decide to tackle. And then, you know, we usually let it marinate for a little while, and then we tackle it a little bit later and really realize how difficult and really incredible the piece of music actually is.
And you go right out of the gate with this one as the violinist. It's not like there's a long orchestral suspenseful build-up. It's like, here I am.
No, not at all, which is, I actually personally prefer that. You know, something like the Brahms Violin Concerto, the first Paganini Violin Concerto, sometimes it's even more daunting to have to get on stage and sit there for 2 minutes and just, you know, you haven't warmed up, you're not playing, and just
on full display doing nothing.
Exactly. You know, and it's like, that's, you know, that's kind of fun. And that itself is kind of an art to kind of learn. But what makes Mendelssohn actually so great is the fact you get to start. However, the entire first, basically the first page until you get to some of the descending runs, the first major lines and phrases are all on one string. It's all on the E string, and that alone makes it really difficult. So it's not an easy opening, but at least you can kind of basically walk on stage from warming up and play right away.
And you don't have much for breathers in this either, because those movements, those three movements, are pretty well glued together.
Yes.
Not even room for a cough in between.
No, not exactly. I mean, encouraged, but, you know, if you have to. But no, it's all basically one gesture, you know, which is, I think, also what makes it really fun, is that you don't really get a chance to fully settle. The piece really just flies by. And funny enough, the entire concerto is just a little bit longer than the first movement of Tchaikovsky Violin Concerto. You can fit a full concerto. So that's kind of fun about it too, but trust me, there's plenty in between. So it may be all connected, but it doesn't necessarily feel that way. It's quite the challenge.
Kenneth, challenges for the conductor?
Well, it's someone like Blake makes it very easy for the conductor, because he's so communicative and so engaged with the musicians of the orchestra. We had a wonderful first rehearsal last night, and it's so gratifying, you know, when you feel like there's lots of communication going on, not just between me and the soloist, but between the soloist and the principal winds, the soloist and the principal strings and each other. And there's a wonderful sort of almost chamber music atmosphere in the MSO these days, too. You can see so much awareness within the string sections and across the band of what's going
on.
So that makes it very easy, actually. And the Mendelssohn is just a miracle of a piece. It's so well written and so well crafted. It's one of those pieces that almost whatever the circumstances in which you play it, the people still love it. You know, you can do it with a student orchestra, you can do it with the community orchestra, you can do it with the Berlin Philharmonic. It always works. It always leaves people smiling. And I think this is going to be one of the most exciting performances I've ever done of it. I'm really looking forward to it.
And it's one of those cases where, although it took him about a half a dozen years to write it, instant success, instant hit. Everybody loved this thing from the get-go. Back in, it was starting in 1845.
One of his last masterpieces, too. You know, we think of him as a sort of child prodigy composer, but this was one of his latest works and one of his finest.
Mm. Blake, you have a performance of Ravel and Debussy on CD, and we don't often think of Ravel as writing one of those perpetual motion pieces, but in fact there is one at the end of his violin and piano sonata, and how do you approach that one?
A lot of patience, absolutely. it's really no joke. I mean, the name, the title of the movement is Perpetuum Mobile, the third movement of the Violin Sonata. And, you know, perpetual motion, that the entire concept of that is a funny thing to approach. But I think that it's the coolest part about practicing and learning something like that is really kind of finding those nuances, experimentation, and seeing the phrases, seeing how it works. But it really is just starting slow, building it up, taking it bar by bar, because it really just goes in a whirlwind of a movement. But it's incredibly rewarding to be able to start that and finish that in one go. It's really, really fun.
Well, here we go. This is from a recording you made in 2018. And the pianist for the occasion, Xin Huang, and this is the Perpetuum Mobile from Ravel's Violin Sonata. Trick to a perpetual motion piece is that, being human, sometimes you actually have to stop. It's not truly perpetual, but it probably seems like it while you're playing it.
Oh my God, yes, completely.
That was Blake Poulet, and he was performing with Xin Huang, and that was the Perpetuum Mobile, the third and final movement of the Violin Piano Sonata by Maurice Ravel, from a CD that he recorded 2 years ago on the Analecta label, and he's in Wisconsin to perform three times over, Friday night, Saturday night, and Sunday afternoon with the Madison Symphony, the Mendelssohn Violin Concerto, and the conductor for the occasion is Kenneth Woods, who has a long, well, actually, you are a Madisonian, aren't you?
I am a Madisonian, born in this town, came up through the Wisconsin Youth Symphony program, went to Memorial High School, and now living in the UK for the better part of 18 years.
Conducting there?
Yes, I'm the conductor of the English Symphony Orchestra for the last 6 years, and before that, the Orchestra of the Swan, and I guess conduct around the UK, and still play chamber music. I'm a cellist, too, so I have a busy and interesting life in music.
Immersion.
On that side of the pond.
Sounds like immersion to me. And you have recorded some with both of those orchestras that you mentioned. And in one instance, a composer is David Matthews, an English composer?
David Matthews is really one of the deans of English music, known also for his work on the completion of Mahler's 10th Symphony, which he did with his brother Colin. And we're going to hear a little clip of his 9th Symphony. The English Symphony Orchestra is in the middle of what I think is a really cool project. We have decided we're going to commission and premiere and record 9 new symphonies by different composers. Symphonies tend to travel in packs of 9, if you think of Bruckner and Beethoven and Dvorak. So this is the second in that 21st Century Symphony project, and it's David's 9th symphony. We're going to hear a little bit of the finale. He based the whole symphony, first of all, he didn't want to write a sort of morbid, grandiose 9th symphony. He wanted to write something upbeat and lyrical.
Worked for Shostakovich.
Yeah, absolutely. And he said it was more Shostakovich 9 than Bruckner 9 when he told me about the piece. And the whole symphony, which is in 5 movements, is based on a little very sweet Advent carol that he wrote for his wife as a little surprise present. So there's a wonderful mixture of profound craftsmanship, innovation, and a little bit of just sort of really sweetly cultivated naivete, too, which I think gives the thing real poignance.
And which orchestra is this?
This is the English Symphony Orchestra, recorded in 2017.
The finale, the 4th movement of the Symphony No. 9, the premier recording, in fact, of the Symphony No. 9 by David Matthews, is conducted by Kenneth Woods, who's one of my guests today, the other being Blake Pouliot, who's going to be performing the beloved Mendelssohn Violin Concerto in E minor with the Madison Symphony this weekend, and Kenneth will be conducting the Madison Symphony for a concert that also includes Ein Heldenleben of Richard Strauss. Can you summarize that in 25 seconds?
Oh, what a piece. What a piece. What a piece. I mean, you know, on one level, you got to wonder about anybody who writes a piece called A Heroic Life about himself. Well, but it's a very funny piece. It's about love. It's about the value of art and creativity. It's very touching. It's very witty. And it's a real tour de force for the orchestra. One of the great orchestral showpieces ever written. But at the heart of it is a really powerful message about the value of music and art and love. So much of the piece is about his relationship with his wife, which was so central to his whole creative life. And it's interesting, it's an overview of his whole life written when he was a very young man. It tells, you know, it's as if he wrote it just before his death, but, you know, as a very young man, he sort of saw the whole...
He was very accomplished as a young man.
He was.
He wrote some great stuff.
Bit of a quick starter.
Yes, and had durability, too.
Yes, amazing.
Right, wrote his two oboe concertos, what, 60 years apart?
Yeah,
so
incredible.
Or his two horn concertos.
Two horn concertos, that's right.
And also in the program, The Miracle. We didn't explain, we can explain that one even more quickly, The Miracle. They're actually... The only miracle was the music.
That's right. The story was that a chandelier fell at the premiere and miraculously didn't kill anyone, but that was actually a different piece. So, but we will try to bring the house down with this one. It's a
thank you for that.
Haydn is the king of, you know, invention and sanity and never-ending modernity in his music. It's witty, it's wise, it's fun. We're having a great time rehearsing it.
And it is, number 96 out of a total of 104, and they just kept getting more and more exciting and spectacular, didn't they?
Yeah, I mean, he hit his stride about, you know, number 3 or 4. So, you know, the next 100 were all really, really good. Yeah.
So true, so true. Blake, we have one more from you before we get into our quiz question at 12:30 or so. And this takes us back to the world of Ravel, and in this case, Debussy. And this little piece, Beausoir, aptly named, would you say?
Absolutely. Beautiful. Beautiful afternoon. This is a little kind of mousse-bouche or maybe a little dessert that we put on the album. It's quite this charming, delightful little afterthought, but it really shouldn't be treated as an afterthought. I think that a lot of people play it as an encore, and it can be really something. It's quite subtle, but it's a really beautiful melody originally for voice written by Debussy. And it's always super fun to be able to take something for voice and put it on the violin. You know, I think the cello does it really well. And there are certain things that on the violin we can do. And I think this one is one in particular. It's muted the entire time, which gives a much more ethereal texture to the movement and to the piece. But I think it's just charming. And we had so much fun being able to record it and share it with people.
What you might call the sweet Debussy, and he had his moments of that, and of course all kinds of other effects too that he was capable of, but the violin subbing in for the voice there very nicely too.
Wonderful.
Blake Pouliot, the violinist there, performing that Mendelssohn Violin Concerto this weekend with the Madison Symphony, and Kenneth Woods coming back to Wisconsin and to Madison to conduct the Madison Symphony, and both of you, that's your first time. It's your debut with the Madison Symphony.
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, unless you count the year I spent playing in the cello section when I was a student at the university 27 years ago. But
in a pinch,
a lot's changed in that time for all of us.
For all of us, it has. So something to look forward to this weekend. It's Friday night at 7:30, Saturday night at 8, and Sunday afternoon at 2:30, those three performances with the Madison Symphony. Pleasure having you back, Kenneth.
Great to be back.
Pleasure to meet you.
Thank you so much for having me.
Look forward to those performances.